Welcome to the Phys Ed Podcast, live from Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, just wrapped up the National PE Institute. Today's the last day. And Nathan, first time presenting down here in Asheville. Tell us what you think.
Man, Asheville, North Carolina is an amazing place, and the people of North Carolina are some of the friendliest, most welcoming people that I've met. Not only people from North Carolina, but people from all over the great country of the US of A.
Yeah.
It's been an incredible experience for two outsiders, and I guess all five of the keynoters were outsiders.
Yeah, it was really crazy. It was nuts having us all in the same room together, too. Like, that was... For me, that was the most surreal part of it.
It was surreal, like especially like when I stood up on the stage to do my keynote, and I looked out into the audience, and there's, you know, like 450, 500 people there, and like I'm just seeing all of these faces of people who are normally these little round circles on my computer or my phone, and actually they're real. Like I said to someone, it's almost like this cartoon world that came to life. It was unreal. So it's been a pretty powerful 3 days.
Oh, and honestly, just not just the keynoters, but all the other people who were here too. And like we had the whole Phys Edagogy team were here. I had a ton of people. Like, I feel like I've seen Joe Bailey and Crystal Gorowitz so much this year. And Patty Costello, because like I was in Wisconsin and got to see them. And it's so nice being up there and getting to present. And like I said, like at the beginning of my keynote, it feels like you're speaking to family. And what an amazing experience. My mind's still kind of racing.
Yeah.
It's all a bit of a blur right now.
This guy did an incredible job today. He was just spot on. He threw down some pretty heavy stuff, and but it was, but the reaction of the crowd was very well received, and it was definitely what we needed to hear. So,
hey, thanks, man.
Well done.
You killed in your keynote too. That was so much fun to get to see that. And it's funny, right? Because we were just talking about the fact that like I know you. We do this podcast together. We've been friends on Twitter for a while and whatnot. So I know your story and I've seen it all. But then to see people who have never heard it and whatnot and see all these amazing places where you've been and how you've grown as a teacher, that's just really cool. It's really cool for people to get to see that and getting to see people react to that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess before we go any further, we just have to like say like a huge thank you to like one guy in particular. Really.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of people behind the PE Institute, but there's one guy who's just spirit and soul. Just like everywhere you go within... you know, the PE Institute, you just feel this guy's spirit. And like Artie Kamiya, like what a guy.
Artie, when you think of it, it's crazy thinking about what Artie's done for so long and everything is accomplished, and he's just so insanely humble and just the most welcoming person and the most understanding person. And there's like, I don't know about you, but like I remember the first year I presented here, I was so nervous because he was like, you got 45 minutes for your keynote, and I was up there, I was like, hey Artie, like I think it might be a little short. And he's like, Joey, like it doesn't matter, whatever you have to say, you say, and that's all. And it just puts you right at ease. And
yeah, he's just so calm all the time. Like, you know, as people who organize events, like, you know, like we have our sports days and swim galas and different events and stuff, and you know how like stressed out you get in the lead up to things like that, hoping that everything's going to go well. A massive event like this with like so many people there, and like with especially this year with so many, you know, people in the phys ed community there, the expectation that this is going to be such an amazing conference. And like you would never know that like the guy has like, he just never shows any stress. Like it's just this, every time you want to stop and speak to him, he has time to speak to you. Like he's not running around going crazy. Like he just makes it look effortless. So
the other thing too that people don't realize, like Artie puts all this together, and there's a ton of work that goes into this conference, but he's also there in the morning like setting things up, and even there like at the afterwards when it's all done, he's like taking everything down and packing everything up and packing up the vans. This is his show, and man, I'm just so grateful that,
yeah,
that really that we got to meet. And I remember when he called me, like I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast before, Artie called me 4 years ago, and he was like, he emailed me and he was like, hey, like I like your website, maybe our two businesses could work together. And I was like, my website's not a business, but. And when he called, I was kind of expecting some pitch, being like, hey, we want you to do this for us, to do that. And he never did anything like that. We just wound up talking about phys ed for like the longest time. Never mentioned great activities, never mentioned the website, just talked about physical education. And that's all Artie cares about. That's all he's trying to promote. That's all he's trying to do, is he's trying to get teachers ignited, they're trying to get them passionate, and just trying to make sure that kids are getting the best phys ed experience as possible.
Definitely, definitely. Like one of the things, the start of the conference, like the first day you arrive there, and you know, like it's someone's putting a Hawaiian lei around your neck and giving you a huge hug as you come in the door. Like, what better way to start off the conference and give it that feeling of family and stuff like that? So it was just incredible. We could, like, you know, often when we do this podcast, we ramble on for a bit, yeah, about an hour, and then we say, okay, we need to stop now. But, you know, like, we could really go on for days and days and days about what's going on in these last 3 days. So yeah, it's been cool.
Okay, so what would you say were your takeaways? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, really.
Right, there's a lot of people sitting around here watching us record this. We want to get everybody. Why don't you come on down and come say your name, where you're from.
Come and introduce yourselves while I think about my big takeaways from the conference, because there's a lot to mention.
Come on. Guest number one here.
I love you guys. Adam Metcalf.
From?
Chicago.
And you teach at?
The Avery Cooney School. It's a K-8 independent school. And it was awesome seeing you guys.
Yeah, it was great getting to connect with you, man.
Yeah. I was lucky enough for Adam to come down to Singapore and spend some time with me down there, so it's good to see him again.
You talked about that on the podcast, one of the earlier episodes, I think. Yeah, totally.
Definitely. Guest number two.
Dave Gussich from Connecticut. Thank you guys for what you do here and what you do always. Much appreciated.
Hey, thank you.
These guys rocked it the whole week here. It was awesome. Unbelievable.
And so cool, too, because we saw each other in Seattle, right?
Yes.
That's where we met. So it's just nice when you start going to conferences and you start seeing all these familiar faces and everything. So that's really cool. So
definitely having a network and appreciate all the interaction throughout. So keep it up.
All right. All awesome. Right.
Thanks for being here. Stacy.
Hi, Stacy from Texas.
Stacy, here's one of my big takeaways. Here's one of my first big takeaways. Stacy's magic clip.
Oh, yeah.
Not her magic lips.
Not magic lips.
As a few people kept asking her, like, Stacy, tell us about your magic lips. Do you want to tell us about
what's magic
the
clip?
Magic clip is just a clothes pin, and you share it with partners. If you have your kids are partnered up together, especially with the little kids, they argue over whose turn it is. So if you give them some tangible to hold on to, then they take turns with the magic clip, and whoever has the magic clip, that's who's doing the activity.
That's me.
And super simple.
Hold up. How many kids do you teach?
I teach almost 1,000 pre-K kids every year.
1,000 pre-K kids.
And how many, like, sometimes in a class you were telling me?
I can have up to, 1 year I had up to 72 at a time. So 44, you know, 50 around there is normal, but I have had 72.
Normal.
That was a rough year. So. That's fun. I love
but
my baby.
She does an awesome job. I went to her session earlier. With Monday, was it?
Yeah. One of the first ones.
One of the first sessions. It was awesome. It was so much fun. Because, like, for me, I teach pre-K and K as well, and, like, it is so much fun, but it is really challenging. And so, like, just picking up little things like that magic clip is something that I'm going to take back, definitely. And, like, I start school next week, and that'll be one of the things that I'll be taking on the first day. And introducing the kids to the magic clip. So thanks so much.
Awesome. I'm so excited I got to come and do this all the way from Texas, and hopefully it's not my last one. And big shout out to Artie.
We were just talking about how amazing Artie is.
You guys are awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Come on in.
All right. So just say your name. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Kathy. I'm from Hawaii, Lushaidan Academy, a private school on the Windward side, an international school.
Yeah, we were chatting before about the PYP and IB and stuff. And it's one thing that I was really surprised with when I came here to the States, because I didn't realize there were so many schools that are actually IB, and there was a lot of people here at the conference who were teaching at IB schools, so it was nice to connect with those people as well. So.
Being an island community, it's tough to access professionals like yourself and gain information, but I have to say that being a teacher for 35 years, I was
congratulations.
Thank you. No, it's a life I love, but I've never been to a conference like this where people share the way they do, and so many young professionals like yourself have just helped all of us in the old guard to step up our game, so thank you for that.
Thank you very much. That's very appreciated.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right.
Anyone else want to come on down? Naomi Hardle?
And a whole crew of people.
Come on down. Come on down.
So we have a bit of a superstar here right now.
One of the PE Institute's 16 keynoters.
Yeah.
I'm really nervous for it.
Say who
you
are.
What's your name?
Oh, my name. Like, I've never done this before. So I'm Naomi Hardle, originally from Saskatchewan, Canada, and now I live in Oregon in the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very excited to be here.
So how are you feeling about next year?
I am so nervous right now.
Oh, no, I'm nervous.
It was, there's a moment where we were standing on the stage getting ready for the phys ed camp, and we jumped up on the stage, and Matt looks at me, he's like, this is going to be you next year. And I turned around, and I looked out at the empty seats, and, like, my stomach did, like, a flip-flop. And I was like, oh, God, I think I'm going to go throw up. Like, I know that is not cool. I was like, Matt, don't do that. That's really not cool. So that was a moment where I realized that it's actually going to happen, and I'm nervous for it. But I have a lot of ideas now from watching everybody's keynote, so I'm really kind of excited to kind of put that together.
And it won't be your first keynote, though.
No, I'm keynoting in Wisconsin at the end of October.
There we go.
So yeah. I already have plans for that one, and yeah, I'm really excited for it.
I think one of the things that, like, when I was, like you were saying before, when I, like, talked to Artie, I remember, like, calling him a few months back and being like, oh my God, Artie, like, I haven't started working on my keynote yet. I really don't know what I'm going to talk about. Like, I know that I'm going to have a really busy summer because I'm moving apartments and I'm getting married, and, like, I'm not going to have time to work on it. Like, so I need to start thinking about it now. And he's like, do you know what? Like, and he's just, like, calm voice. He's like, just, even if you just think about it on the night before and you stand on the stage and you just talk to people and tell them your story. He's like, that's all we expect of you. Yeah. And I was like, really? He's like, it's like, yeah, people just want to know about you and they want to know your story. And he's like, I have all the confidence in the world that even if you think of it the night before, it'll still be the most amazing thing. And I was like, well, I'm not going to think about it the night before, like, his calmness about what it was. So
yeah.
I guess for you, don't be nervous. Just sort of, like, people want to hear your story, and you do have an amazing story.
And that's what I think my plan is with it too, is to, and I mean, and Joy, I've talked to you about this too, but it's to tell, you know, my story and how the people that I've met have created the opportunities that, you know, I'm not a person to say no to opportunities, but it's provided me a platform to kind of share what I've done with them or what I've been able to do and how I can support teachers in that process through, you know, using technology or social media. But it's really kind of got me to where I am. So it's to share what I've been able to do and not from a way that's like, oh, here, look what I've done, but it's here are opportunities that I've been able to take that you have the opportunity to do too, and I'd love to invite you in to do that, and I want to support you through that process and telling my stories through the process of it. So
you remember the first time we met?
Yes, first time. That was cool because
I don't know the story. I need to hear the story right now.
It's really neat. So we were both in Halifax for the National Conference.
Yeah. Championship.
Championships.
Championship.
The best Mizzet teacher in Canada.
The Final Four.
And we went to this iPad session. It was like at the opposite end of where I had my session. I remember getting there late and being like, shoot, because people were like lining up outside the door. And I was like, dang it. And I remember standing there and just being like, I can't hear anything. And I thought I recognized you, but I wasn't really sure. And Joey had said, there's a group of us that were standing out there. He's like, I've kind of done some stuff in my class, or I'm paraphrasing because I don't know exactly what you said. And he's like, you know, maybe we could just find a spot and we can go talk about it. And we're all like, yeah, okay. And I was like, cool, okay. I was like, this guy looks familiar, but I'm not sure who he is yet. And then we get there, and then I don't know if you introduced yourself or said your name, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is Joy Fight from the physicaleducator.com. I was like, and I've like looked at all of his stuff on his website, and I tell people all the time about it, and I was like, oh my, I'm meeting this guy, and it was just the coolest thing
act
ever.
Act cool.
Okay, but here's the thing though. Here's the thing, because I remember talking, and you're like, oh yeah, I've been on your website, and you were calm, and you just said like that. And me, I was like, people go to my website. I was so excited. I was like, people recognize me from the internet. This is so cool.
And that was just the moment. Yeah, and yeah, that was what? That would have been my first year of teaching. And that was the first phys ed conference I'd ever gone to. And I got to go to Halifax, and that was really cool. And getting to meet you, and that's where kind of everything had started. And
that's a good conference.
That was really awesome. That yeah, so that was really, really cool to get to meet you. And I remember going back and just being like on cloud nine. And I went back and I saw that my colleagues that I was teaching with, the PE department, that they were walking out of the one building. I remember them walking out of glass doors, and they're like, oh my God, I just met a celebrity. And they're like, oh my gosh, you. And I was like, Joey Fight, like, I don't know who that is. I was like, he's a PE guy. They're like, oh gosh, Naomi. Like, they already called me a PE nerd. Like, they already called me a dork. And I was just like, and I was just like freaking out about it. So that was pretty cool. And I feel like I know you and talk to you all the time.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just crazy how we got to know so many people. And I feel like, I wasn't joking today, like, it really feels like you're, like, talking, and I was saying, like, when you're up on stage and you're looking at it and you see all these people that you know, and even if it's people that you've met for the first time that you just have interacted with on Twitter or Vox or whatever, you've interacted with them, it feels like you're talking to family.
Yeah.
And it feels so calm. There were so many times that I looked over to, like the Fazetta Goji crew, and I was looking there, and I was looking down at Andy, Nathan. I was looking at Mac, and like I just kept looking at everywhere I looked. It was people: Joe, Crystal, Patty. Every you look, you just and it just puts you right at ease.
It's the same for me. Every time I sort of was wondering whether people were like understanding the message that I was trying to get across and stuff, I would just I'd look to somebody that I knew, and you could see like that would just like recenter me and refocus me and make sure that I was not rambling on.
Yeah, and that's silly too, because like even when I do my presentations, there's always usually one person that I recognize, and I always go to that person and see, and they're head nodding. You're like, okay, this is good. Or
that's it. You're almost thinking like, does this make sense?
Like, yeah, and then like, you're like, you get that confirmation, like, okay, I can keep going. Others, you're like, okay, so I'm gonna redo that. Yeah.
I work with a woman at my school right now. And she's like, she's perfect because like, she's someone who always is just like, yes, yes. It doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter who the person is or what they're saying. She's just like, she's so positive about everything. She's always into it. So you know that like, you're just feeling a little bit down on that day about yourself. You just be like, speak and look at her, and she's just like nodding away.
You're like, I'm doing
a great job. It's going well.
Hey, speaking of people that we know from the internet. Can we talk about Drash Casey for a second?
Drash Casey. hashtag
Drash.
That's too funny.
So this is the first time that I ever got to meet Dr. Ash Casey, who I've known forever, and it was just pushed me in so many ways to be a better teacher. And here I am expecting Ash to show up and like...
In a suit? In a tuxedo?
No, I wasn't necessarily expecting that, but I was expecting, you know, he was going to come, he's going to be very calm, he was going to like talk, we were going to talk about like... academic things. He's gonna tell me why I need to help my teaching in so many ways and like stuff like that. There comes this guy, all right, jumping and like bouncing all over the place.
He's so much energy.
Like so excited, and I just couldn't believe it. Like it was completely unexpected. Ton of fun. He can pound some beers. I'll give him that. No, just a great guy. And the Drash thing is that if you follow Ash on Twitter, his Twitter handle is Dr. Ash Casey. But apparently his wife calls him Drash Casey. So Nathan and I just love that. We just call him Drash nonstop the entire time he was here.
Yeah. His keynote was really good as well. It was like, it was nice because I feel like in some ways, like, you know, Jared talked about all the things he can't do.
Yeah.
Right.
And then sort of Andy's amazing keynote, like his story, which is just unbelievable.
I cried.
Yeah, there's never a dry eye.
Don't like look at his wife because she was crying and I was crying. Like, I'm a mess now.
I've heard that story like three or four times and I cry every time.
Me too. Me too.
And like yours was personal, mine was personal, and Ash's was great because it really challenged people to think about things differently. And he did exactly what he does with his blog and with his podcast all the time. He brought academic knowledge and information into a forum that was. You know, it's desperately needed. We need to be able to be hearing those stuff. And it's almost like some of the stuff you talked about today is like...
Yeah, except
you know,
he's got the actual, like, he knows the actual evidence. He knows, like, right, like that's the thing is that, like, sharing that stuff and being like, this is what we assume. No, that's not actually what happens. Here's what happens. So, and a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of stuff that he talks about, too. And it's just things that, like, you know, as teachers, we don't necessarily want to think about, like, even when he's talking about, like, girls' participation in physical education and whatnot. Like, oh, no, it's not really a problem. And you realize it. Like, it actually really is a problem.
Yeah.
And it's not the student's problem. It's how are we creating an environment that enables them to be active and everything.
Yeah.
So no, it was really good.
Yeah, definitely as well. Like you're talking about, you know, like the hidden curriculum, like the things that we don't teach are actually the things that we do teach. And like the idea of that really got my mind sort of going and thinking about that. So he did a great job. It was awesome.
All the keynotes were absolutely awesome, and each person had something a little bit different and something new to share. And after everyone, I was just pumped up and excited, and it was really awesome.
It's not just the keynotes too, though. There were so many great sessions. So we saw Sarah was sitting on the bar and just ignoring us.
Sarah, your turn. You're coming.
Oh, there we go. Okay, all of a sudden.
Bye, everybody. High five.
So just talking about all the great...
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Sarah Gitchier Hartman, and I teach middle school PE in St. Louis.
All right. So we were just saying that, like, you know, Naomi saying all the keynotes were good. I was like, honestly, like, all the breakout sessions here were amazing.
Amazing.
And you were giving a very busy one today.
I didn't get to yours today, but, like, everyone that I spoke to was like, oh, my God, Sarah's session was amazing. And I was like, ah.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I wish I could have been there.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, like, there were times when I didn't know what I wanted to go to. It was hard to choose.
It was really difficult.
So I made my choice on people who I wasn't sure if I'd see them again.
Good way to do it.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you did in your session? Because a lot of people here probably didn't see it.
Yeah, that's true. my session was about experience-based assessment and instruction, mainly the instructional part. Because I think if you are trying to introduce people to experience-based grading, if you're actually talking about the grading, they have no clue what you're talking about because they have to do the teaching aspects first. And so the whole part of my session was, how can you teach your students about your grading system? Through play, through activities, through games. And I feel that it's very important to take away activity time if learning is in place and to do things on paper, just like Annie Vasley says. Yeah, sure. I'm a firm believer in that. I'm fine with taking out 15 minutes of class to talk about something valuable, but I'm not okay explaining my grading system, which could be boring to a kid, for 45 minutes and then class is over. So I have two games that I play with my students at the beginning of the school year, and one represents like a traditional, which I don't like using that word, which I can explain in a minute, an old school grading system, and then another game that represents a standards-based grading system. And I kind of took the teachers through that and then shared some of my rubrics and just how I state things to my kids.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really awesome.
And how's we got everybody here, because I'm sure some people are wondering, how's the baby?
He's great.
Yeah?
And he's so cute. He's been crying the entire time that I've been gone.
Oh.
And he never does that, so maybe he's sick or getting a tooth, but he's awesome. He's almost 6 months old.
Tell me the story you were telling me yesterday about the GoPro.
Oh, okay. So my husband got a GoPro for his birthday a couple weeks ago, and he's been putting it on our 2.5-year-old son and letting him run all over the house and while I've been gone. So I'm going to have a whole bunch of footage. Especially went on a hike.
And they've been developing their physical literacy as well, haven't they?
Absolutely.
I saw photos of them jumping off things.
Naomi got to watch Joey jumping naked off of a slide today on FaceTime.
Not this Joey.
No, my Joey, my almost 3-year-old Joey.
That may come later.
I didn't think of that. Oh my gosh.
It's only early
so
in the day.
Funny. Yeah. So to the traditional thing, I recently wrote something, nobody's really seen it yet, about how I don't like how we say traditional PE when we're referring to inappropriate practice.
Yeah.
So mine is, when is non-traditional? Because that's what we kind of call like current PE, modern PE, the new PE, whatever definition. Yeah. I don't really like the new PE definition either. When is PE just going to be PE? And when you said
today,
it in your keynote, like, Naomi slapped me on the arm.
Really?
Because she was like, you talked about that last week and you just wrote a blog post about it that hasn't been published yet, kind of a thing. And I was like, I know.
I swear I didn't know. I have no idea.
Nobody knows. But, nobody knows. One person's read it other than myself.
But I felt the same way. And even when, I was talking in the keynote that I'm a big believer in physical literacy, but a lot of people are saying, oh, no, this isn't physical education. It's physical literacy class. Or I've seen, oh, no, this isn't physical education. It's a brain-boosting class. And people try and name off. Let's just get back to what physical education is. Physical education is good. And yes, it's been plagued by, bad practice for a long time. But that doesn't mean that we need to completely rebrand the name and rebrand everything. Let's just get back to the core of what we know actually works.
Right.
And do that. And that sounds like what you're talking about.
I can't wait to read it. Are you going to publish it soon?
Well, it's getting published to a website, so I'm just kind of waiting for that stuff to happen.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'll look forward to reading it when it comes out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool.
Right. Get Brooksy over here, because I want to talk to him about the phys ed camp.
All right, I'll go get him.
Yeah.
Where's Matt? Matt Lee? We need to get Matt Pomeroy here, and we're going to make all kinds of weird entrance music as he walks in.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Hey guys.
Hey.
All right. How's it going?
Good. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Colin Brooks, and I'm from beautiful Bend, Oregon.
All right.
Yes.
So we wanted to talk to you while you're here.
Okay.
Seems like we're in the same room.
I know.
For the first time. We want to talk to you about the phys ed camp yesterday, because it was unbelievable.
I'm so bummed I didn't get to go to him, but he was telling mom about it. Yeah.
You know, it was a blast. It was just, the best thing about it is just everybody gets to choose what they want to do, you know, and it's awesome. You know, I don't even know how else to describe it. Everyone is just super laid back, and
so talk to us about
time.
The process, because a lot of people have no idea how an ed camp works.
So the way that ed camp works is a bunch of people show up that want to learn, and people that are interested in learning a topic or interested in maybe facilitating a conversation on that topic will do what's called a pitch. Now, when you have a pitch, it's an idea. So you pitch an idea, you write it down, and then the others that are attending the Ed Camp write their names underneath that pitch if it's something that they desire to do.
Okay.
And based on the amount of people that sign up for that specific topic, those are kind of the topics that are chosen. So, and then from there, as the conference kind of develops within 10 minutes, people go about their way, and you know, if it could be, yesterday we did two sessions, or we did two blocks and several sessions within there. So there was about 20 different sessions within that period of time.
That's nuts.
And really, like, a lot of variety as well. Like, it was, there were, you know, there was dance, there was some technology stuff, there was, like, some games. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really cool to see such a wide variety. And, like I was really, like, I was not sure, like, and I guess you guys were probably thinking as well, like, I hope that people really, like, come and say they want to do something, because, like, you know, there's always that danger that everyone wants to, like, consume and nobody wants to create. But, like, as soon as you guys put those sign-up forms, people were, like, down there, like, yeah, I want to do this, yeah, I want to do that. And it was incredible.
That's so cool. But even when you guys did the demo slam out in Seattle, like, how great was that demo slam, by the way? It got, like, shut down. It was like the perfect situation.
I'll never forget it. It's one of them, definitely a highlight.
And and if you don't know what a demo slam is, it's basically you have 2 minutes to present an idea. And at the end of 2 minutes, everybody goes slam, and then it goes on to the next person. It's a ton of fun. Yep. And when we did one in Munich, too, like, that was, like, a lot of people were running up and wanting to present. And Naomi was telling me yesterday, she was saying that, like, one of the nicest things is that a lot of people who are stepping up and want to present are people that, like, you're not used to seeing stepping up and doing things like that, like, online. Yeah. A lot of new faces. And I think that's just, like, that's just a good sign of, like, health for our community and our profession. So,
it was amazing, because it was, like you said, it was people that I'd seen sort of growing confidence in 3 days. Like, if that had happened at the start of the conference, they probably wouldn't have done it. But through what went on during the conference, they stepped up, and there was some really cool stuff. And I know you guys, I think you posted it to YouTube this morning.
Yeah.
Through Fizetagogy, so we'll make sure that we link that in the show notes and stuff, so people can watch it as well, because it was really, really cool.
Definitely. And, you know, I think everyone has good ideas, and it's just finding a way to get those ideas to other people. And it's such both the phys ed camp and the demo slam are both really, they're not intimidating to people to share. You know, you can talk for 2 minutes, or you can facilitate a conversation, you know, as opposed to feeling you have to get slides together, develop a whole presentation, and stand in front of people. It's just a different concept, and it's really a healthy a concept where people can really apply and learn. So it's awesome.
No, it was incredible. Oh,
that's really, and we got the Phys Ed Summit 3.0 coming out.
Yes.
So when's that happening? Tell us a little bit about it.
Phys Ed Summit 3.0 is happening on August 15th, and it is a 24-hour conference that starts at 8 a.m. New York Eastern Time. And so really the idea behind it was to try to get different perspectives, different people presenting from all over the world on just different topics that have to do with, obviously, our profession, physical education. So it's been an awesome thing to be a part of, for sure. Looking forward to it.
And it's honestly, like we were talking about, we had that meeting yesterday, and I honestly believe that the Phys Ed Summit is, like, the most important initiative that we'll probably see in, like, our years of teaching.
Yeah.
And, like, that sounds really bold when you say it, but when you think of, the possibility and, like, how much it's done already and how far you can take it, it's crazy. So good on you guys for putting all that together.
Thanks. I just feel humbled to be part of it, you know. It just, see where it's gone, you know. We're just trying to create something, and just to see where it's gone has been pretty amazing. So thanks, appreciate it.
All right, that's cool.
Thank you. Thanks
for
coming on.
There goes Matt. Matt!
Hey, Matt. Come here, buddy.
Matt. Ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Colin.
All the way
from Wisconsin. Put your hands together for Matt Pomeroy.
The man with the golden voice.
Am I on the Phys Ed podcast?
You are on the Phys Ed podcast. That was so funny in Alex's video today when Naomi's like, is it on? And you're like, it's iPads.
Yeah, sometimes it's really difficult coming up with tech ideas, you know, especially for Naomi. So,
So tell us, we were just talking, we talked to these guys and told us about Phys Ed Camp and Phys Ed Summit and stuff coming up, and we're talking about the institute that just happened. So, like, I don't know, tell us about your experience over the last 3 years.
How about that podcast?
Oh, yeah,
you and Colin started a new podcast with Shape America. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we actually, I was just finishing up another one of them.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it's called Teacher of the Year Talk, Toy Talk. So we're trying to talk to some of the teachers of the year, and, you know, we're kind of looking at some themes that physical educators might face and health educators might face throughout the year, and then we're interviewing those teachers of the year that you know, bring a lot of expertise and a lot of knowledge on the topics, and just having general discussions with them to bring professional development to those members of Shape America. And the cool part is it goes to anyone out in the world, you know, and it goes for free. So the whole idea was more free professional development out there, and, you know, when you have a voice and you have knowledge, you, people need to hear it. So we were just looking for one more way to share that. But
yeah,
and Nathan, to answer your question, this has just been unreal here. I mean, from meeting the whole Fazetti Goji team, you know, for the first time, and you know, being in the same place with them, to you know, being here with all the keynoters and a conference that's like the most friendly conference I've ever been to.
Yeah, I was mentioning that earlier. It's incredible. Like, people are just hugging each other all over the place. Yeah. Like, it's the love.
I've never been hugged so many times, but it's such a nice feeling there. So, I mean, and I believe it all comes from Artie.
Yeah.
You know, everyone emulates the way that Artie feels, the way that Artie talks, and the way that he acts. And he's an amazing leader. And you know, we're lucky to be able to get to know him now.
Hang on, we're going to photobomb this. There's a photo happening here, and we're going to photobomb the back of it.
This is serious business.
This is serious business. Joey has left his seat.
Big smiles, guys. That was funny.
We just photobombed them. I got a story to tell about this guy. So I was looking forward to meeting Matt here at the PE Institute, and we'd been out to the university to visit the camp, and I was coming back in the car with Kim Ballard from Spark.
Yeah.
She's incredible. She has the most amazing like convertible car. So
yeah, I've been.
It was fun. And so we pull back up at the hotel, and I see this guy in all his running gear about to take off. I'm like, Matt Pomeroy, and he like turns around and he's like, Nathan Horn. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm about to go for a run. I'm like, of course you're about to go for a run. Like, if I met this guy and he wasn't about to go for a run, I'd be worried. So
it had to happen that way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you know, the amazing part about our community is you heard his voice and I knew who it was. You know, it was instantaneous. It was like, you just look around, it's like, oh my gosh. And you know, just run over the car. And then, you know, the other crazy thing was like, then it was like this crazy clown car with like the biggest legends walking on it. It's like Nathan hops out.
Yeah, who was it? It was like,
and then Jared hops out. And then Ash Casey hops out. And I was just like, you know, you're kind of like overwhelmed and you kind of don't know what to say. But then again, you can get right into a conversation and it feels like you know each other.
So. And that's the thing, right? Because when we saw each other in Munich, it was so funny because we never met in person. And then you talk and you're just talking normally and you're like, shit, I've never seen this person in my life. Like, but you just get right into it. It must have been the same for you, meaning like the whole Fazetti Goji crew, like all together. Like, you work so closely together all the time. You must just jump right in it.
Yeah, it was funny because I kept like looking at my phone to think like, am I just voxing this person? You know, like, are they seriously here? You know,
same before. It's like a cartoon world come to life.
It is. Like, it is. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's been great to meet you guys. And,
hey, it's great hanging out.
You know, that's the cool part about this conference, though. Is I think everyone just kind of hangs out. Everyone really gets to know each other, and you know, you really get to spend that quality time. So, to answer your question, what I think about the PE Institute, I mean, that's some of the best part. Again, you know, all the sessions are amazing, and I picked up some great stuff. But the communications, the face to face,
even the vendors and stuff. Like the vendors here is like sometimes you go to a conference and the vendors are there and they're like quietly like really pushing their stuff on you. Whereas I felt like the vendors at this conference were like really like friendly. They were getting in, they were joining sessions, they were doing stuff, and it was just like from like, you know, from the participants to the organizers to all the people at like the North Carolina Center for Health and Wellness and like all the interns, like everyone. It was just like Artie's saying, like, we are family. Like it was like such a family conference. It was really cool.
We danced that song a few times, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know, it's a Southern hospitality.
I mean,
it really showcases it, so it's cool.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for coming along and being on the Fazetti podcast. This is going to be like we're never going to top this episode. Like,
no, probably not.
We should probably like, maybe we could do it like, was it like George Graham? Like,
maybe
just leave the mic here and.
I'd say just drop the mic. That's a pretty sweet mic, man. I wouldn't drop that. One last message is if you can make it out to the PE Institute in 2016, highly suggested, please stop out. You know, support Artie, support the phys ed community, come here because this is amazing. So,
and one thing, like, and Artie says this, and I know Artie's running the conference, so obviously he wants a lot more people here, but it's so true because this year I found it was really a problem. There were so many great sessions all happening at the same time. If you are able to come with like a team, it almost seems like necessary at this point because you need to be able to divide and like send people out to all the different things and come back. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just congratulate you two on some really nice keynotes and some great sessions, and I appreciate meeting Nathan for the first time and Joey for the second time, and I know we'll meet again soon. I think our paths will cross one more time. So thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your live podcast.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
So yeah. This is wild.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy series of guests that we just had right there. It's like the who's who.
Where is Andy Vasily?
Do you know what? Like,
That guy.
The craziest part is he's not at the bar.
Yeah.
He was in having lunch, and then he disappeared.
He disappears all the time. I gotta get this guy. We gotta get Andy on the podcast, because when we were in Munich, when we did a live podcast then, Andy had to, like, peace out, like, right before.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try and get Andy.
Yeah, you're
here.
Trying to get Andy on. All right. So I think you asked me before, like, what were my big takeaways?
About 45 minutes ago,
you asked me what my big takeaways were. Do you know what? Like, I think one of my big takeaways is that, you know, as somebody who's come from the outside of the U.S., often you hear about how, I don't want to use the word bad, but, like, how tough some people have it here in the U.S. in terms of, you know, like Stacey was saying before about our large class sizes, lack of funding, lack of things. And so, like, there's this perception that, like, phys ed in the U.S. isn't maybe where it needs to be. And but you know what? Like, coming to this conference and meeting all of these amazing people from, like, all over the country, come to realize that, like, the future for phys ed here in the U.S. is really, really bright, and there are some really amazing educators right now, and there are people who are really committed to making change.
Yeah.
So I think, like, you know, we talked with Dolly Lambin yesterday, who's one of past president of Shape America, and she's talking about her 50 million strong, 50 million kids in America. And
I love that, too, when she was like, what's your number? And, like, what's your number of, like, kids that you've affected?
Yeah. He was saying today, Chip Candy, in one of his sessions today, he's saying, you know, like, I have 350 kids, and I've been teaching for 35 years. Like, that's a lot of kids that you've influenced.
Yeah, those guys, John Smith, Chip Candy, those guys are legends.
Yeah.
They've been here every year. They're so much fun, and just, like, they've got crazy stories, and, like, they're, like, recognized, like John was also, like, National Basketball Coach of the Year, and just all kinds of crazy stuff.
So I think, like, one of my big takeaways is that, the future of phys ed here in this country is bright, and it's, you know, it's only going to improve as events like the PE Institute continue to happen again and again. And, like, one of the things I'm excited about is to see all of these new people and new friends that I've made, is to see what they do with the learning that's taking place here and as they go away. And it's exciting.
Man, you know, one thing that blew my mind the first year I was here was, you're talking to teachers and you're saying, like, these teachers, like, big class sizes, no funding, whatnot. And I'm talking to a lot of teachers that first year. I'm saying, oh, did your district fund you to come down here? And so many of them were telling me, no, I paid out of pocket.
Yeah.
So they're taking time out of their summer. They're taking money out of their own wallet to come try and improve their practice because it means that much to them.
Yeah.
And, like, when you see that, and you just know, like, okay, yeah, like, there's, like Artie and Mac always say, there is hope.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. One of the things, so Mac, how good is Mac? Mac is an amazing guy. I wish Mac was here.
Hey, right, there's Artie.
We're going to get him. I'm going to go and grab this
guy. Go get him.
Hang on.
Artie, Camille just walked into the lobby. Ladies and gentlemen,
the legend,
Artie Camille.
I would like to say hello to all of Nathan and Joey's podcast listeners, and I want to say two words: keep trucking. In other words, keep doing good things for the children and youth that you serve across the United States, North America, and the rest of the world. Thank you.
Hey,
no,
you can't say that better.
Why?
And Artie, honestly, like, from everyone here and everyone online that's listening and whatnot, just thank you so much for everything you've done, because all this, and you haven't been giving out $5 bills to these people, right? Because everybody's been coming over, has been saying, like, this is all because of Artie Camilla. And what everybody loved about it was the fact that, like, everywhere you went, you could just feel, like, Artie's presence and his spirit and everything we were doing. Everybody's like, Matt was saying,
another hug.
He's like, I've never had so many hugs in my life.
Yeah,
and that's
good.
Thing. Yeah, it is good. That is good.
Hugs are good.
Hugs are great, yeah.
Lowers your blood pressure, from what I understand. Unless, well, it does, in general, it lowers your blood pressure.
Let's keep this, keep this PG. Let's keep this PG.
Thank you, guys. I love you, Nate. I love you, Joe.
I love you, too.
Keep up the good work. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, see ya.
Look at that. He's like a phys-ed Jedi.
Yeah.
He just, like, comes on in and drops...
He's so
just
great.
Wisdom.
You know, I was, when we were, Artie was just nominated to Shape America Board of Directors, and when we were in Seattle, we were sharing a room together, and we walked, and it was like a 10, 12 minute walk to get to the hotel, and we're walking, Artie's like talking to us, like, so what's new? He's like, oh, not much, you know, and we're walking up, he's like, you know, I got, just give me a heads up, they're probably going to call me tonight, because I got nominated to the Board of Directors. I'm like, you got nominated, you didn't tell me, like, you didn't say anything about it? And it's like, you know, I just keep him busy, just trying to keep busy. So what an amazing person.
What a guy.
Like, and I think he comes from a completely different generation of physical education teachers.
Yeah.
And that he's still having such a huge impact today.
Yeah. This was mentioning. Like, that was almost like in my phys ed camp session yesterday, I got voluntold by Joe Bailey and Patty Costell to... run a session on how to make crazy animations like Joey and Nathan in Keynote. And so I'm there and I'm like trying to explain how like Instant Alpha works, so you can make like transparent backgrounds, and I was like trying to show an example of where it didn't work so well, and it was actually like a picture of Naomi where the background was like too similar to her hair, and I'm like, and so Naomi, and then I turn around and she's just standing there in the doorway, and it was just the same with Artie right then. I like mention his name and I turn around and he's like behind me. So I think I mentioned Artie and Mac and was saying about like Mac as well, like what a guy. Like
I told you, Larry McDonald is just,
yeah,
like I had such a good connection with him my first year here, and everybody can see why.
Yeah,
just the most caring person.
What was his quote like on the first night social here? He was running an activity.
Is what you can only give what you've already got.
You can only, like, where does the giver go to give? Where does the filler go to get filled?
Where does the giver go to get?
Yeah.
Where does the filler go to get filled? Yeah. Where does the teacher go to get taught?
Yeah.
And then he says, like, you can only give what you have to give,
yeah,
and to give it, you have to have it first.
Yeah. And like, it was unbelievable, and like, you know, just to see him in the front row for all of the keynotes, and like he was there for the sessions and stuff, and like, just these words of wisdom that were coming out of this guy's mouth were just, like, unreal. Like, what he said to you yesterday.
He does so much stuff just with the language you use. And he taught me the word yet. And he said the most important word you'll ever learn is the word yet. So when kids are like, I can't do this yet, I don't know that yet. And I actually have my kindergartens, like, chant that as they're, like, playing class. And yesterday we were talking, you know, like, I was stressing about my keynote because I was worried that I was going to come off as being preachy or something like that. And I was thinking, I was like, what would Mac do here? What would Mac do? And I spoke with Mac a while about it, and I couldn't figure it out. And then afterwards, I was like, all I'm going to do is, instead of saying you, I'm going to say we.
Yeah.
And that's what I tried to do today. And it, like, I just felt so much more comfortable with it because I didn't want to come off as being preachy whatsoever.
Yeah.
And he was so excited when I told him.
Yeah.
He was like, you got it. You get it now.
One of the other ones I heard him say this week was like, you can be positive or you can be positive.
Yeah.
And it's like, like,
he says all the time.
Really, you can be positive or you can be positive. The other thing I want to talk about was like the amazing gifts that we got from Scott Robinson.
Yeah.
Do you want to like explain a little bit about Scotty and his background? And
So Scotty's from Oklahoma City. He's a Native American.
Muskogee Creek, I think.
Muskogee Creek.
Yeah.
And the keynotes this year, we got a gift, and it's amazing. It's this little kind of statuette thing, and there's two stickball sticks. So stickballs is the game of his people. And he makes stickball sticks, and it's really crazy. Nate and I were playing, we were having a blast. It's about, I don't know, almost like 3 feet long. And it looks like a little mini lacrosse stick.
Yeah.
But you have two of them, one in each hand.
Yeah, like and when we say mini lacrosse stick, like I think the head with the net in it, like, is probably like not even the size of your fist.
No,
like, it's tiny, tiny, tiny net.
And the ball is only the size of like a big marble. It's like the size of a golf ball, pretty much. And you gotta like trap the ball and you run around and people can whack you all they want, and there's all kinds of like crazy rules when it comes to how women participate, because women can participate in the sport and they're allowed to tackle you. But he was explaining to us, and this is so interesting, that
is he saying, like, you know, like, traditionally women are not allowed to participate in the sport, and you know, like, immediately the first thing that comes to your mind is you're thinking, like, oh yeah, of course, like, whatever. But like, actually no, it's the complete opposite, like, that within his culture. Like, women are just revered and they have so much power that so when they, the reason they couldn't play was because if they touched the sticks, they believed that the sticks, like the women were too powerful, that they would weaken the sticks.
Yeah.
So, but he was telling this story about how, so when the women play, they don't play with sticks. So, but they're allowed to tackle.
Yeah.
So he's telling stories about how, like, when he's playing, like, he'd be running along with the ball, he'd just have, like, three or four women just, like, hanging off of his back, trying to take him to the ground while he's playing. So, amazing sport. If you get a chance, like, go on YouTube and search stickball.
Yeah.
It just, it's unreal. And, like, the gifts, are, like, he's saying, like, these sticks, it takes him, like, 5 or 6 hours of continuous work. Like, he goes and cuts down the tree.
Yeah, that's what's crazy, too, is that he cuts down the tree, he gets the planks and everything, he makes it.
Doesn't waste any
of the
wood.
And there's no waste, because that's, the little statuettes we got were actually made from remains of sticks that he made. And what I loved about it is that when he was presenting it and he was saying, he said, Artie said that it was the most American thing that they could have given us.
Yeah.
And when he said that, I was so powerful. Like, I was just like, wow, that's crazy. So I'm going to treasure that, man. That's going up in a special place in my place.
Definitely. Incredible. Yeah. He was just such an amazing guy, Scotty, as well. Like, and I know, got him, I convinced him to get on Twitter today.
Yeah, he, got, so, he was tweeting at the end. He was all excited about anything.
Yeah, so definitely somebody to watch out for. And if you want to learn more about stickball, definitely. Definitely
very, very cool game. Very interesting.
I want to give a shout out to Skylar from Spikeball as well. Like,
oh, man. That guy loves sports.
Yeah, he loves sports. Let's play sports. Let's play sports.
He cannot be more like authentic and more like enthusiastic about what he does.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, you see Spikeball blowing up on something. Like, Spikeball, like, it's really smart. It's a fun game. We were playing here in the hotel lobby the other night. And they've nailed the branding. It just looks cool. Like, you want to own it. You want to be walking around with a Spikeball bag on. But the thing is, he's just so obsessed. Like, he's ranked number one in the country, right?
In the world, I think.
In the world. So there's, like, this whole, like, Spikeball, like, crazy league. And he was just telling us that he played in the biggest tournament in New York State, I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was, like, 140-something teams. And he's like, yeah, we lost. And we're like, oh, what position did you finish? And he's like, second. And you could tell, like, he was mad that they lost.
They had a bounty out on their head.
Yeah. But, like, you know, just so excited about it and just...
Yeah.
What a great guy.
Yeah, super guy. Like, you know, like, happy to help anyone out with Spikeball and stuff.
Hooked us up with some sets.
So, like, thanks to him. And, like, what I love about it as well is, like, I went to a session this morning. He's saying, you know, like, these are indestructible. And he, like, literally stood on top of it and, like, it didn't break. He's like, but you know what? If it does break, like, send us an email. We'll replace it. No questions asked. Oh. Lifetime warranty.
Man, they sent me, so I'm writing a blog post once my website's back online and decides to stop being stupid.
And you have something else which we'll talk about later.
Get to that in a second. They sent me sets earlier this year and I used it in my net wall game unit and the kids loved it. And what I love about it too is that the kids can continue playing when there's snow outside.
Yeah.
So they can totally take it outside and keep playing in the snow, so that's going to be awesome. So I want to get that blog post up just talking about what outcomes we focus on and everything.
Yeah.
But great guy. And speaking of great guys, how about Alex O'Brien?
Alex O'Brien. I've never met a guy with, like, so much positive energy and just, like,
and wolf shirts
and wolf shirts and, like, crazy tie-dye shirts and tiger shirts. And, like, it was just, every time I saw him, I just wanted to see, like, what sort of shirt is this guy gonna be wearing right now. But, like, again, like, a guy who, you know, he's a phys ed teacher. Like, he did his training in phys ed and stuff, and, like, he's not in the classroom right now.
He works at Focus Fitness. That's where he's at.
Yeah, with Ron Mom, who's, like, he's an amazing guy as well. Like, they're in Washington State.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, he was just, like, super helpful, ready. Like, he did the amazing videos, like, highlights videos and stuff from the P Institute. We'll put them in the show notes as well so you can see those. But, like, just, he was just always there to help out. Like, he saved my keynote.
Oh, yeah,
big time.
The audio.
Like,
and it really looked like you guys had rehearsed it, because as soon as, like, some audio part came on, even before you said anything, he was, like, he's diving on the floor of this microphone and holding the microphone up against Nathan's MacBook.
Yeah.
And,
awesome. Like, I can't. Don't have enough good things to say about that guy, and, like,
he was hustling.
the way he engages with adults, I can only imagine, like, when he engages with kids, that, like, just, like, super motivated.
I'd seen him here in the past, and I saw him in a few other places too, but this was the first time that I really got to hang out with him and get to know him a little bit more, so just great.
Definitely. So tell us about what's coming up for you in a few days.
Here's the thing. This week's been crazy.
By
the time it goes to air, it'll be done. it'll come and pass. So this week's been insane. And, you know, like, prepping for the keynote, prepping for a session, it's been wild. But what a lot of people I don't think realize, before I came here and I literally told everyone, is that I'm getting married on Sunday. So we're currently Wednesday, and I'm getting married on Sunday. And it's just been a wild summer of getting everything ready for the wedding and getting ready for this. And, you know, my fiance, Jess, I just love her so much.
Big shout out to Jess.
Yeah, huge shout out to Jess because, holy, is that girl patient. Like she's totally calm. She's holding down the fort back in Nova Scotia. We're getting married in Nova Scotia.
Hashtag danger days.
Yeah, hashtag danger days. Hashtag fight wedding. Got to follow on. There'll be some Periscope feeds. But, you know, like I get to fly back and I get to marry her. And just now that, like, the keynote's done, my sessions are done, that we're doing this, we're gonna have a lot of fun tonight, too, hanging out with Andy if he hasn't disappeared.
He's probably off playing golf.
Most likely playing golf. You know, now I get to go home and I get to marry the girl of my dreams and call her my wife.
Speaking from experience.
Nathan is so wise in his whole 2 weeks of marriage.
I've been trying to give Joey as much advice about married life as I can, all 2 weeks of it. But again, yeah, like I have to give a massive shout out to my amazing wife.
That's so exciting
surreal
to
say, and like, you know, you're gonna love saying that. My amazing wife, Allison. Again, super patient, super.
We wouldn't be able to do what we do if we had different girls in our life.
And
the story
was one of the things that, like, we wrote personal vows, and one of the things that I wrote in there was, you know, like, just her commitment and the fact that she allows me to do the things that I love and are passionate about is just something that I love about her so much. And so, yeah, like, you know.
And it's crazy, too. Both my fiancé, your wife and her, like, amazing educators, too.
Yeah, and I talked about it in my keynote. Is, you know, like, one of the first things that, like, began me on my change journey in education was meeting Allison and seeing the passion that she has for early years education and the things that she was doing. And the passion was infectious, and that passion came across onto me. And, you know, that was when I really started to regain my passion for physical education, because I'd lost that passion. Like, a lot of people lose their passion for it. So,
Jess teaches at an all-boys school, and I just see the things she's doing, and, you know, she's very artsy and she's very girly, but she makes sure she's not too girly for a boy. She gets her boys and everything, and they just love her, and I'm just so amazed by everything she does at her school. She had a crazy year. She put on, like, plays, and she was running, like charity events and, like, doing all kinds of stuff, and everything works out, and everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
I'm just so blessed to have her in my life.
You're going to have the time of your life on Sunday. Like, me, it's just like the best day you'll ever have.
And my whole family's coming down from Montreal. They're all driving down caravan style. My brother's already there. He's fly fishing in Cape Breton, and that's going to be amazing. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait.
Ours was funny because, like, talk about, like, us not having met before, you know, we went to Munich. Like, we got to our wedding, and we had our wedding in Italy. And it was the first time that my parents had met Allison's parents. So, like, talk about, like, crazy stressful situations. It was like, oh, my God, I hope they like each other. And, like, instantly.
Yeah, you said it worked out great, right?
They were, like, best buds. Like, they know each other forever. So, like, it worked out great. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing some photos and stuff. It's going to be cool.
Fight wedding is the hashtag.
Hashtag fight wedding.
So, yeah. Oh, look at here. We got some more people coming on.
Here we go. Yeah.
Come on, you got to come talk.
The guests dried up, and now they're back.
We're recording right now.
Hi.
What's your name? What's your name? Where are you from?
Lynn Heffley, New York.
Talk a little closer.
Lynn Heffley from New York.
Yeah, and?
Joe Bailey from Wisconsin.
And where do you teach? Or where do you work? Where do you?
I teach at Southdown Primary, K-4 physical education.
Very cool.
And I teach at DC Everest High School in Western Wisconsin.
And so, tell us about your PE institute. Is this your first PE institute?
Yeah, first.
Second.
Joe's coming back next year in a very big way.
Is she?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you coming back next year?
Yes.
What are you doing here next year?
Why are you coming back
next year? So I have a hard act to follow in being a keynoter. So.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I look forward to it. And you know what? I've given you all the skills now on how to use Keynote. So I was voluntold, so now I expect
to
see the...
It's no longer a secret.
No.
It's out there in the world.
There might be like one flying object, and that's going to be it. That's going to be a lot.
No. So tell us about your experience this year at the PE Institute. What was the big takeaways, Lynn?
Just an excellent experience. I think what I got from it the most was being able to network and talk to all these people that I've connected with all over the world on Twitter and Voxer, and now to actually see their practices in person and meet their personalities. It's made it all much more real.
It's really cool to put, like, you know, that little like Twitter profile picture, like to actually put somebody, like, you know, to go up and meet them in real person, because you see this photo and you're like, you're looking across the room and you're like, is that Lynn over there? I think it is. It looks like her.
We were saying biggest surprise, Josh Casey.
Yeah. And also Nick Endlich, like, man, tallest man on earth.
Yeah. Oh, totally, yeah.
Way taller than expected.
Yeah.
Joe, how about you? How was your experience?
Oh, it's been the most amazing 3.5 days. I need to go and unload my brain. You're right with the whole being able to connect with everybody and just, you know, you can always communicate through Twitter and Voxer, but when you get those in-person conversations, there's so much more that you get out of it. I mean, plus, like I said, you know, Nathan shared loads of great keynote skills. There was awesome, you know, adventure stuff, small group activities, circus acts, which I suck at and need to practice. So much.
Andy's son, he's like, he's awesome.
I heard Andy bell though. Then Andy tried to stand up on the stability ball and juggle, and probably wiped out and almost smoked his face.
I did see him standing on that big stability ball. That's how they looked.
One of the things I want to tell a story about Joe is, like, I'm constantly competing with Joe to see who can get the most steps on Fitbit. And every time I think that I have had, like, the most epic week that you could possibly ever have, and I've done, like, 25,000 to 30,000 steps almost every day of the week, I'm like, yes, surely I'm going to beat Joe this week. And I look, and she's still, like, 30,000 steps ahead of me. The reason is because every time I've seen her this week, she's, like, marching on the spot, getting the steps in.
I can't believe it. The first time I met you in River Falls, I was like, that's how she does it. Yeah. She's like stepping nonstop.
And I didn't notice it. My husband said to me, he said, so what's the running woman's name? The woman
that that's funny.
Yeah. So it is my mission. It will always be my mission at the end. To be honest, like, thank you, Joe, because, like, otherwise I would not check my my Fitbit. Like, I would check on here, but, like, to go onto the app and actually say, I'm like, come on, did I beat Joe? 1 week I did it was like the best week of my life.
I've had people take pictures of times they've managed to get one over. I'm like, you know, whatever keeps you motivated. But I mean,
you're like the Fitbit queen, hands down. They're gonna send you a crown very soon.
Yeah. It'll be like a badge.
Either,
like,
that, you know, or your, like, number's gonna say, like, error.
Yeah. You know how you get badges on the app, like when you do certain things, you get like 3,000 kilometers, like there'll be a badge, it'll be like the Joe Bailey badge. It'll be like, congratulations, you have reached, like,
the Joe Bailey badge for people who want to walk good. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Nice.
Right.
Well, thanks
for having us.
Awesome.
Take care.
Yeah. Well, we got about 9 minutes till the bar opens.
9 minutes till the bar opens.
We said we'd do it.
We got to film 9 minutes because I want to finish this with a cheers.
Yeah, we need to finish with a cheers here.
So, you got the wedding next, and then, like, I'm back to school.
Monday. That's crazy,
man.
I don't know what's scarier, me getting married on Sunday, or you going back to school on Monday.
Yeah, it's pretty scary because, like, you know, like, I did get married 2 weeks ago in Italy. I flew back from Italy, a 12-hour flight. I landed back in Singapore. I spent about 48 hours in Singapore. Jeez. And then I got on I think it was about 32 hours by the time that I got back. We got here to Asheville.
Thanks again, you guys, for such a great workshop.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
30-something hours to get here, straight into the conference, 3 days. Tomorrow I'm sitting on a 26-hour flight back to Singapore. And then I get back on Saturday, have Saturday and Sunday, and then I go back to school to start a new school year on Monday. So,
hey, you know what though? Honestly, like, think, like, as much as your flight sucks and there's no way around that, you're coming from this and going right to your school.
Do you know what? I was talking to someone about this earlier. It's going to be amazing because, like, all of the new ideas that I've, you know, been able to develop over the last 3 days, and the games that I've learned, and the little strategies that I've taken, I get to put them straight into action.
Yeah.
You know, like, straight away. And it's going to be really cool to, like, already my brain is, like, you know, it's been the perfect way to kickstart my school year, because, you know, like, often you start a new school year and, you know, you don't want to finish summer. You enjoy spending time by the beach and getting out and barbecuing and doing all those great summer things, and you get back to school and sometimes it's hard to, like, sort of click back into gear, but this is the perfect way to get my mind thinking about stuff. And, you know, yeah, I do have a 30-hour flight, but I've got my journal. I'm going to start writing some stuff in there and thinking about ideas for the school year. So it's exciting. I'm excited to get things started.
We also got those books. I'm really looking forward to reading that book that Artie gave us.
Yeah. One thing I'm looking forward to this year, like, I'm starting a new role at the school as head of educational enrichment. So it's sort of like pastoral care and student life and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to starting some like whole school, like, or like elementary school, I guess, programs and things that run throughout the whole year. And yeah. Like, you know,
we should really work together on that, because that's something I'm bringing a lot to my school this year. Like, I was talking to you about it, that I had like a bit of a reduced load because I'm expected to do more programs. And my school does a lot of like K-12, like, or K-11, like, planning. But we should talk about stuff like that.
I know you've done like your health month and stuff.
Yeah, I did health month. I did wellness month this year, and to be honest, I did it right after I got back from Munich, I think, and I didn't execute properly on it. I was a little disappointed. I didn't get the teachers on board. I kind of told them too much at the last minute and showed it to them way ahead. So I'm hoping that next year I'll kind of learn from that and really make it a big thing. I know one thing for me is, like, next year, like, I want to have all kinds of programs for the kids, but I want to have all kinds of programs for the teachers as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, creating that culture of, like, physical literacy and health and wellness within the school.
Yeah.
What do you think, Neil?
That's something that, like, so I go back on Monday, first day back on Monday without, like, we only have staff here for the first 4 days. One of the things I'm doing on Monday is running a whole staff, K-12, all the staff from elementary, middle, and high school, doing, like, team building activities. Like, we have the staff in, like, we have, like, house teams, you know, like, sort of the Harry Potter style house teams. But a lot of the staff members don't even really, like, identify with their house. So one of the things we want to do this year is, like, if we want our kids to identify with the house, then we want the staff to identify with their house as well. So we put in the staff in their houses, and we're going to do house activities on that first Monday back at school and get everyone really pumped up for it. And then, like, as soon as the kids get there, we'll get the house activities happening. And, you know, really starting to build that. Like, our school has such a great community.
Oh, hang on. We got some goodbyes to say.
Safe travels.
You guys are all out right now. Naomi Hartle.
Yes.
It's a pleasure and a privilege. Thanks for bringing the show down.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. See you.
Yes. It'll take a while. Guess what I'm doing, Nathan.
Gonna
go eat some donuts.
You're gonna eat some donuts.
You're going to McDonald's.
yep. You
Matt Pomeroy's going for a run. How far are you going to run?
Might hit a run. I don't know. Whatever.
He's running back to Wisconsin.
He's running back to Wisconsin.
Be there in a
recording
couple days.
A podcast on the way.
An easy 13. It'll be fine.
Just like, you know, I was inspired by Vasily's keynote, so,
there you go.
You know, I mean, it's probably a little more than 500 miles, but
I'll
see if I can do it.
All right, have a nice run, guys. We'll see you later.
See you later.
Let me know when you get there.
Yeah. Sarah, are you on
this own? Podcast is going to be a mess to listen to.
It is going to be a mess. We're waiting. We've got 4 minutes until the bar opens, so we need to fill 4 minutes.
Tell us a story.
Tell us a story.
I'm joking. I'm a pretty good storyteller. I just don't know if they have me right now.
When do you start back to school?
I go back for teacher meetings on August 6th.
Okay.
Really soon.
And what are you looking forward to this year? You got new projects on the go?
Trying to figure out what my next big thing is.
Have you heard of this technology stuff? I heard a lot of people are using that.
I don't.
Well, let's talk about your keynote today, because, like, you talked about the future of phys ed, right? And,
right.
You know, what were the four things, right?
So basically, because I've just been thinking a lot about my teaching this year, and I'm realizing that in the past, I've always tried to do, like, really innovative, like, really exciting things, and that's great, and it's cool because it gets me motivated about my job, it gets the students motivated about class and everything, but when I really reflect on my teaching, I realize that there's a lot of, like, the fundamental stuff of teaching that I'm not hitting out of the park. You know, I'm not gonna say I'm not doing it, but I'm definitely not like it's, they're not home runs here. So just talking about you know, the idea of always keeping physical literacy in mind. And I just did something in my school, actually. After we got back from Munich, I contacted my head of school and said, like, listen, first of all, thank you so much for the opportunity for signing me as a full-time contract. Thank you so much for all your support this year. My school has just been incredibly supportive all year of all this professional development stuff I do. And the other thing was that, you know, when I was told that if you want to go to these conferences, you need to bring value back to the school. So I said, I've learned a lot this year, and there's a lot of stuff that I want to bring back, and I'd be interested in showing it to you. And I had this awesome opportunity to present to the educational leadership team at the school. And what it is, I've created a 5-year plan for the phys ed programs. And our goal is to be a world-recognized leader in physical education within 5 years. And then what I did is each year we break it down. And I've blogged about Google's, like, objectives and key results method, so the OKRs for setting goals and measuring success. And each year we've set objectives and we've broken those down to key results. And we're going to measure them at the end of each term to see how we're doing towards that. And our goal is to build back up to there. But anyways, one of the goals for this first year is just developing that culture of physical literacy within the school. And I have a few different things that I've got in mind that I want to get going, and I'll be happy to talk about that once I get them going. The first thing is just starting with that big idea that starting with the N in mind, and for us as teachers, it's physical literacy, right? That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get every kid to have everything they need so they can develop into physically literate individuals. And then just talking about like curriculum design and being purposeful about it, and the idea of backwards design from that end goal, and assessment, and you know, and being excellent at what you do as a teacher, being an excellent pedagogue. And that's what I was saying, is that none of this stuff is new stuff. It's all things that we all know about, that we all know that we need to be doing really well. But oftentimes, because it's either frustrating or it's difficult, or it's hard work, like I was saying in the keynote, we kind of brush inside and be like, oh, I'll do that instead. And that's what I was saying with the technology, because I talked about what's not the future. I say technology is great, but if you're just trying to use it as a band-aid on your bad teaching practice, like, you're not going to move your program forward. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we reflect on our practice and we're self-critical about it, and we try to really identify areas that need improvement, not areas that we want to improve. Think how many times that like you've been to like a tech session, you've given a tech session, and you see people in that room who are already really good at tech stuff, right? Is that really where they need to be at that moment? Is there maybe somewhere else that something else that they really need to be focusing on? But we want to go for the things that are easy for us, that we know that we're good at, that make us feel good about ourselves. So we go there. But if we really want to challenge ourselves and move things forward, we need to look at like the dark corners of our practice and see, okay, how can we bring some light there?
But I think the point you're making is that you want to go back to the basics without reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
And then adding innovation in how you manage it, how you plan that lesson, the little things that you do in your classroom, whatever.
Absolutely. When I was saying that, you know, technology, social media, and neuroscience, that's not the future of phys ed, those are definitely going to be part of the future of phys ed, but they're going to be there to enhance like these fundamental like good teaching practices. Mm-hmm. So like, yes, like we don't have to reinvent the wheel, like you said. And yes, down the road, those things will come in handy and they will allow you to get to the next level. But unless you got those fundamentals set, like you're gonna struggle. Like I said, you're just constantly gonna be putting band-aids on areas that really need to be focused on.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hole in a ship, and you're like running over and putting your hand on one, and the water spurting out of another one. You run, and it just doesn't happen.
Definitely. Well, I don't know. Let's see, Melissa. Is it time that we can have a drink now?
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. That's what we want to hear. Are you going to stay and have a drink with us?
Sure.
Good.
Awesome. Well, we're going to keep this going until we get our drinks, because
we have to cheers.
We have to cheers before we finish this off. But
apparently you can't start drinking too early in the day here.
No, 4 o'clock I think is...
In Munich it wasn't a problem.
No, definitely wasn't a problem in Munich. But I don't know, well, speaking of conferences, either of you guys got anything else coming up soon? Or
yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to be keynoting the Oregon Shape Conference in the fall.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. Colin was on here before, he's the president of Oregon Shape, and just super nice. And you know, I know at least two really good people, or actually I know at least three really good people out there, so I'm thinking I think it's going to be a great conference. And I'm really excited too, because I think Jess is going to come with me.
Awesome.
And for me, that really means a lot, that she gets to come with me and like and see me, my new wife.
Does it feel weird to say wife?
You know, I'm so excited about it. I called her my wife the other night. I was talking to somebody. I called her my wife. And I was like, I guess she's not really my wife yet. But I'm just... And, like, I hate having things on my fingers, like wearing any kind of jewelry.
Have you seen me at all over the last 3 days? I'm constantly like...
But,
messing with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to be wearing my ring. And, it's going to be good.
Yeah. So, you've got Oregon Shape. You going to any conferences?
My state conference. Yeah. So, in Missouri. That's in November. And I've never been able to go before because of conflicts.
Yeah.
So, I'm going. I think I'm presenting at that one.
Yeah.
Possibly doing some stuff with other people in other states.
Nice.
I've been invited to go to Oregon. Just don't know
Very
if I can
cool.
swing it.
Cool.
You know, big commitment for a few days, you know, kind of thing. And I will definitely be at Shape.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis.
I'm hoping I can make it back to Shape.
I'm hoping
that
to make
incredible.
It. I was talking to...
I can't miss it.
Some people. I'm hoping to make it to Shape in Boston 2017.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Boston for that.
The city's amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You were in Boston, weren't you?
I was.
You were in Boston when the sewers were blowing up and everything
The
was
hotel
kind
of blew up and it was my hotel.
Oh, yeah.
So we were out to dinner and all of a sudden we turn and the sky is filling up with black smoke and it was like a big transformer or something that had blown.
Yeah.
And people... not evacuated the city, but everybody kind of started moving away from it, and the sky got darker and darker and darker to the point where it looked like 11 o'clock at night, and it wasn't, you know?
Can then we get... Oh, I'm going to have it. Yeah, it's drink time. Slow Ride IPA.
Can I have one of those two, please?
Sarah?
Hard cider, please. Thank you.
So you know, we didn't have any vehicles or anything, and it was our hotel, and they wouldn't let us anywhere near it. So we just started walking and walking, and we get to Fenway, and then we keep walking and walking, walking, and every single cab is leaving the city, and we're like, what are we supposed to do? And I was pregnant at the time too, so my coworkers were really worried about me like breathing in the smoke, which it was fine. So a college student actually pulled over in her cab and said, you guys need to get somewhere. Can you share your cab? You can share my cab. And we ended up going to like the next suburb over, getting a hotel, all like crashing in one big room. And then the conference was completely canceled.
Yeah,
but I got to tour around Boston the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's
and I
true.
Fell in love with that city.
Yeah,
it's so amazing.
I've never been to Boston. I've always wanted to go. I hate the Boston Bruins with a deep, burning passion.
Yeah, I think we all do.
I still think it's a good
city.
We all
do right here. Yeah.
I was flying in speaking cities to visit. I flew in through New York, and I'd been to New York before. But when you're flying in, and you're seeing Manhattan, you're seeing the skyline, you're seeing the bridges and everything. I need to get back to that city. That is a cool city.
It's so big.
Yeah. Speaking of cool cities, my next conference that I'm going to is in Hong Kong.
Oh yeah!
In November for the APEC conference.
Man, I wanted to be at that so bad.
I don't know, like Adam Laveau is going to be there, Andy's going to be there, Neil is going to be there.
Wow.
It's going to be a really cool conference, and there's a lot of other people who are in Asia as well, like Mark Williams, Mel Hamada.
I'd love to meet both of those people.
They're going to be there as well, so that's going to be a cool conference. That's in November. Actually, before that, I'm going back home to Tasmania again for the ACHPA Tasmania conference again, second time. So it'll be cool to be back in my hometown and seeing all my friends from university and stuff. So. It's exciting times. It's more professional learning ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
All right.
I won't forget it tonight. So here we go.
Here we go.
Wrapping it
thank
up.
You.
Everybody, thank you for listening to this extremely rambly, extremely long edition of the Phys Ed podcast. We're all fired up here in Asheville, and it's officially beer o'clock.
It is beer o'clock, so cheers.
Cheers.